You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores!
Goal!
Scoring the goals
and goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's League Football Podcast. We're looking ahead to the action in the Championship, League One and League Two every single week. Sam Norris here in the chair this week, and joining me on the line to look at the one and only televised Championship fixture across the weekend is Mr. Pete Farrow. We'll also be hearing from Gav Puchalowski on League One and Al Ross from League Two. We'll also get Pete's thoughts across the rest of the Championship as well. But we'll begin with the first televised game and the only televised game of the Championship weekend. It is, of course, FA Cup weekend. Quite a few Championship teams are engaged in the FA Cup, but Newcastle take on Aston Villa on Monday night. It is the only Championship televised fixture of the weekend, as I mentioned. Newcastle here are 7-10 in the betting. It's 12-5 the draw and 19-5 for the away side Aston Villa. Newcastle haven't lost on home soil in 2017. They've had four wins and a draw at St James's Park. And Aston Villa, after what was a bright start under Steve Bruce, Pete, haven't won a game since Boxing Day. That's no win in nine, and they are in real, real trouble now, Pete.
Yes, Sam. Complete and utter turmoil. I mean, Villa fans thought last season was bad. This season is not particularly far off. They are just 7 points off the relegation zone right now, Aston Villa. They are in serious, serious trouble. And what's scary for me is their away form all season has been absolutely terrifying, hasn't it? Just two league away wins, Reading and QPR. So, I mean, that's been scary all season. But the fact that their home form is now cracking is not good. The fact that they've not won any of their last eight games is really not good. And look at who they've been losing to. This is the other scary thing here. So Barnsley are a solid side, a good side, but they're not like a top of the Championship side. They've lost to Ipswich, Forest, Brentford. They've drawn with Preston. They've lost to Wolves. They've lost to Cardiff. The scary thing for Villa here is not that they've lost these games. It's that they've lost them against sides that really, really, they should be beating. So Newcastle on the outrights for me, 100% a play. I mean, I couldn't be... There isn't. I mean, despite what football managers say, you know, my boys gave 110% out of there today. Not possible. But... 110% Newcastle are the play here. They just are. They just are. I mean, they salvaged a draw at Norwich midweek. It was a crazy game. They gifted, you know, Darlow's mistake gifted Cameron Jerome his goal. Lascelles gets it back late. But they're still going to be relatively buoyed by that. On top of which, of course, I mean, they've got players in form. Matt Ritchie's been in unbelievable goal-scoring form recently. 7 goals in his last 5 home league games. So he's part of the enhanced odds offers here. So Ritchie to score and Newcastle to win. 5-2. Definite play. Definite play. Ritchie anytime even. I mean, 4th, 5th in that market. Ritchie is 7-4. Play that. For the love. Just play that bet. That is so good. If you're looking at Villa, then Codgier, I suppose. Hogan, of course, has gone there now. But I just can't find a positive way to play Aston Villa. They don't even score masses away from home. So, I mean, you know, scored against QPR, scored against Forest. I'd still maybe play the minus a goal for Newcastle, 2-1. -2, not beyond the pale as well, you know, mate, at 11-2 as well. So you're absolutely right. The fact is that Villa are in turmoil. They are in turmoil. And you can't be on a pro-Villa bet. That's what this comes down to. And the thing is, Newcastle at 7-10, okay? That's a good price. They've made some silly mistakes this season. Wolves was a silly mistake of a result. Blackburn was a silly mistake at home of a result. And there's been a couple where Newcastle haven't turned up when they really, really should have turned up. But they will turn up for this game. And even if they don't turn up for this game, Villa's form is so bad that it might not matter. They might still get over the line. So at the end of the day, my favourite bet in this game, Matt Ritchie anytime is 7-4. But as I'm so convinced on Newcastle winning the match, I'll have Ritchie to score and a Newcastle win at 5-2. I do not give Villa a hope in heck. They might win. This is the Championship. Crazy things happen in the Championship. But you're looking for logic in your bet, aren't you? There's no logic for me, Sam, in backing Villa.
Okay, Newcastle to win the game then is in the betting at 7-10. If you like Matt Ritchie to score and Newcastle to win, that is now 5-2. Out from 21-10 is one of four enhanced odds offers that we've got on this game if you fancy Newcastle, as Pete does pretty strongly. He's also 5-1 to score first or last, Matt Ritchie, 9-5 any time. Thank you very much for that, Pete. Now we can hear Pete's thoughts on the remainder of the Championship. Then we'll get Gav Puchalowski on League One and Mr. Al Ross on League Two.
Well, let's start, shall we, with Leeds. 6-4 away against Ipswich, 15-8. The draw is 11-5. Leeds had a little bit of a wobble, didn't they? Of course, lost to a talented Huddersfield side, but were never really right in their game, their eventual loss against Cardiff City. Yes, at times they made it a bit too difficult for themselves against Bristol City on Tuesday, but they are still a side who do win games and are a talented outfit. Whereas Ipswich, well, we don't quite know what Ipswich are, do we, really? Just one win in their last five games, admittedly. Three draws in the process is nowhere near horrendous, but they'll be missing key player Tom Lawrence. He's got four goals in three home games, Tom Lawrence. The fact he's suspended will be a massive kick to Ipswich. Now, Chris Wood, of course, bagged midweek once more. He's 6-4 any time, the New Zealander. He's looking very good indeed. Pablo Hernandez is 7-2 as well, but I think Ipswich are gettable from set pieces, and therefore Pontus Janssen at 12s, and maybe even one or two others of the like of Kyle Bartley at sixes could be well worth a go. I don't know that Ipswich are brilliant defensively from set pieces. Overs goals is also well worth it, and to be fair, both teams to score does not look massively unlikely. It's landed in the last five Leeds United away games, it has landed in three of the last four Ipswich home games, and both teams to score is nowhere near bad value at even money. But in a game where overs I think is nailed on, 13-10 appears to be an absolutely unbelievable bet. Yes, Leeds don't really have an amazing away record. Yes, Ipswich, while not winning, are very difficult to beat indeed. The fact of the matter is, can't oppose Leeds at the moment, I don't think, so 6-4 will do me a treat. 2017 is shaping up to be much better than 2016 for Alex Neil. His Norwich side have lost just once this calendar year, back on the 14th of January, away from home in a surprising defeat to Rotherham United. But outside of that, they are an exceptionally good side. They're high in confidence, they've won three games of their last five, and drawing the other two will do them very, very nicely indeed. For Burton, well, it's just a bit of a struggle now, isn't it? Nigel Clough said that survival was arguably pretty miraculous. I don't think that they're going to see that miracle this time around. Two wins from five, but against pretty out-of-form sides in QPR and Wolves does not fill me with a great confidence. And while their home form for a while was very good indeed, they've lost five of the last six at the Pirelli. Norwich at 19-20, despite winning just four away games this season, might fill you with a little bit of a cold sweat, but I actually really, really like this market. I think they're actually the best bet of the week. Burton are a side who are absolutely, absolutely worth opposing. And if you're going to play someone, then Cameron Jerome would be the man to play. He's been in good goal-scoring form away from home recently, and of course bagged, albeit gifted, a goal midweek, of course. He scored against Birmingham, he scored against Cardiff, and he scored in that aforementioned game against Newcastle. So Cameron Jerome, a good play here at 13-10, but I'm afraid to say it's a very simple one for me in this diminished Championship fixture list this week. There are some good bets out there. Leeds are a great bet, for example, and I think Preston could be interesting too. But at the end of the day, if you're offering me anyone to beat Burton at 19-20, even if their away form isn't great, I'll have that. Thank you very much. My nap of the week, Norwich to beat Burton at 19-20.
Putting an acca together in League One can sometimes be difficult in this topsy-turvy, unpredictable league, but I think there's three glaringly good bets this weekend, so I'm going to play all three. And first one, my nap selection, Shrewsbury at 13-8 to win at home to Wimbledon. Wimbledon have not scored in seven games away from home, spanning all the way back to November last year. They have not found the back of the net away from home in the league. And Shrewsbury at home, their form has really turned around under Paul Hurst, starting to win games, confidence is flying high, and also if they win against Wimbledon, they'll move to just a point behind them. Shrewsbury a big play at 13-8, could be unders on the goals. Shrewsbury at home, 2-0 against Bristol Rovers they won, 1-0 against Bradford, 1-0 against Oldham, 2-1 against Bury. At the moment, unders landing quite a lot, only overs if the away side score at Shrewsbury. And that's not something that Wimbledon do, as mentioned. Seven games without a goal away from home for Wimbledon. And Ladapo, Freddie Ladapo, anytime is a play. He's got three in three for Shrewsbury. I think it could be Shrewsbury and unders, but I'm just going Shrewsbury at 13-8 to beat Wimbledon. My next bet is Southend at home to Northampton. Southend fine, 21-20, take them at home to Northampton. I think we can extract some extra value on this one. Southend's form is good, very good. OK, they lost against Sheffield United at home fairly recently, but still scored two goals. And Southend at home regularly scoring over 1.5 goals at home. Three against Coventry, three against Wimbledon, two against Sheffield United, two against Rochdale, three against Scunthorpe. They beat Scunthorpe easily last time at home, Southend United. And Northampton Town away from home, the one thing they do is concede plenty. They've lost the last four games straight on the road, Northampton, and in their last three games, they've conceded 12. Five at Bristol Rovers, five at MK Dons, and took the lead at Walsall and still lost by 2-1. So yes, I'm playing Southend, but I'm playing Southend and over 2.5 goals at 21-10 against Northampton. I'm actually staying clear of the top two, going head-to-head at Bramall Lane. Sheffield United versus Scunthorpe. Bit difficult one to call. I think I would play both teams scoring overs on the goals. I think it will work in Scunthorpe's favour. They've just had a little bit of a wobble, and they've not been playing well, not been scoring goals, but I think it will work in their favour to be the underdogs at Bramall Lane and the pressure not on them. At 19-5, might be argued just a little bit too big, but both teams to score overs on the goals at Bramall Lane. But my third and final bet, I have to play it, you can't ignore it, it's Bradford to draw against Bolton. Bradford are the draw masters, played 32 games, they've drawn 15 of them. 21-10 for the draw against Bolton. And guess what the scorelines have been and the results have been in three of the last four meetings against Bolton? That's right, the draw. The last time these teams played at Bolton earlier this season, it did finish 0-0. 21-10 for the draw is a big play. Bolton have drawn their last two games away from home, and Bradford have drawn 5-6 at home. You cannot ignore the draw between Bradford and Bolton, so I'm not. I'm playing it 21-10. So my treble for this weekend in League One is Shrewsbury, my nap selection, to win at home to Wimbledon at 13-8. Southend to beat Northampton with over 2.5 goals in the game at 21-10. And I'm going for Bradford to draw at home to Bolton at 21-10 as well. That's just over 24-1.
Really glad I didn't have to do one of these in midweek, because that could have been embarrassing. Leyton Orient winning at Plymouth, Exeter dropping points at Notts County, Mansfield held at home by Accrington, losses for Wickham, for Morecambe, for Leaders Doncaster. You've got two options at this point. I think you can either retreat to the safety of the short prices you trust, or you can ride the big prices that landed in midweek in the hope of a repeat. I'm intending to do a little bit of both, but we do start with a recent regular on this podcast, last week's nap, Mansfield. A run of three wins ended in midweek against Accrington, but Stanley, as mentioned in passing last week, have been picking up good results on the road, so this is not utterly amazing. Besides which, to come from 2-0 and 3-1 down to get a 4-4 draw isn't really that bad for Mansfield. Question the defence if you want to, but up front, 8 goals in 2, 15 scored in 5, the attack is on fire. And if you are worried about Mansfield's defence, don't be. This weekend, it's Grimsby. Omar Bogle, with 19 league goals, has over half of their total this season. By far and away their top scorer, he is now at Wigan. No one else in the Grimsby squad has more than 2 league goals. And since Bogle left, Grimsby have scored just once. Last week, a goalless draw at bottom club Newport, and against out-of-form Crewe in midweek, they lost 5-0. 13-10 on Mansfield. Thank you very much. Mansfield to win 2-0, 5-2. And Ben Whiteman has scored 4-4. And yet, for Whiteman to score in a Mansfield win, 19-5. Now, I mentioned that Grimsby drew with Newport. Well, drawing is a real habit. And Graham Wesley has got that Newport defence largely sorted now. And out of sorts, Cambridge are struggling. Only one goal scored in the last four. Newport have drawn 5 of the last 6. That is an extraordinary run as far as draws go. And given they're going to the Abbey Stadium, I think they'd settle for a draw. And with Cambridge just about arresting the slide with a draw themselves in midweek, I don't get the price of 12-5 that this one finishes level. Now, 3 of Newport's last 5 have been 0-0. If you're a correct score better, that is 8-1. There are some really big prices I wouldn't put you off playing, certainly as singles after the midweek games. Hartlepool 14-5, Crewe 19-5. And I almost chose Barnet, 130 at home to Portsmouth, for this treble. But instead, I'm going to go safe for the final choice, Doncaster. Yes, all right, it looks like they're wobbling, but not at home. Luton are in form, but not on the road. And yes, Doncaster lost in midweek, but at third place Carlisle, they've just got 2 points from the last three games. But look at the opponents. None of the results were a disgrace. And just a reminder, Doncaster have won at home 11 of 15 in League Two, losing none. 2017's record at the Keep Moat is 1-3, drawn 1. Luton might be going well, but again, one away win in their five games this calendar year. That was at Crewe when they were at the bottom of their slump. One win, two draws, two defeats in that run. And they were at the teams in 5th, in 8th, in 13th, in 18th and in 20th. Now they're at the leaders, and the leaders are odds against at home. Doncaster 23-20. But they're still not the nap. For the second week in a row, that's going to be Mansfield. Feel free, if you want to add Barnet for a massive 72-1 fourfold. But we don't do fourfolds here, we do trebles. And this week, that is Mansfield, Doncaster and the draw at Cambridge, which is 15.8-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.